This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three, and you are free to call in and talk to us and bring up whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Mark,
and Ian.
And we're going to get back to the Skype here in just a minute, but hopefully we'll actually be able to jump into this Julian Assange story that we very briefly touched on, that there's a story. Like, that's as deep as we got.
It may be good news.
I will say that. Good news. Hopefully it is. It could also be a baby dinosaur. Probably not. Let's go to David calling in on Skype. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, you can put me on that the Naked Rumpler fan list as well. There'll be two.
Okay. I'm fairly certain it's larger than two, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Because Ian likes name droppers so well, Joe Walsh hangs out in Albuquerque. He's got a little circle of friends. I dated some chick that hangs out with him.
Which Joe Walsh? The one that has a Maserati that goes 185.
The one and only, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
The
rocker?
Person, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
The rocker. The rocker. The aging rocker. And anyway, I was wondering if any of you had a chance to... the Monica Youngblood, state rep from New Mexico, the video. Did any of you get a chance to review that? Because I'd like to hear your comments on it.
So you called about this last night, and there's this state representative who was totally like pro-cop, who got pulled over, and she's, you know, wants to crack down on DUI. Well, guess what? She was drunk. Yep, she was drinking and driving.
How drunk was she?
It looked like she was pretty drunk, and I did not watch the full thing, David. I did pull it up, though, and just got busy and ultimately didn't watch the whole thing. But, she was definitely drunk, and she was like, "I defend you, officer," pretty drunk. It was pretty entertaining.
So is there some update on this chick?
No, I just wanted to get your opinion on it, if you had a chance to view her behavior, her actions, and read anything at all about why
it's one of those perfect stories of politician says one thing, does the thing they are, arguing against.
Wasn't there one of the guys in California that was wanting to crack down on guns that wound up getting caught smuggling some guns?
Yep, that happened. Yep, absolutely.
Right, yeah, this chick... Like I said, she actually tried to get a bill turned into law. It didn't happen, but the exact thing that she did, refused to blow in the breathalyzer. She wanted to increase the penalty for refusing to blow in the breathalyzer, and then she does
exactly did the same thing.
So
I have heard over and over again from lawyers. Never, if you have been drinking, do not blow in the breathalyzer.
Right. Now, one of the problems with that advice,
you'll lose your license for 6 months.
In some states, it's an automatic revocation of license, and it's considered, probable cause or something that you actually did the thing, so automatic suspension. Some states, it's a year.
Wow.
Yeah, David. In New Mexico, New Mexico, it's a year.
1 year, she wanted to make it stiffer, and she didn't blow into the device. Thank you for the call. Let's go to...
Monica Youngblood, if you want to look it up. There's plenty of video.
Let's go to Carl calling in from New Jersey, listening on WPGG. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, my thoughts are, I was looking at the stock page, and it said Twitter was down 22%, and they've lost, million people off Twitter in the last quarter. And just like the talk radio, you need people buying from your advertisers and mentioning you, and you need people on the site. And with them not doing that, they could could possibly go out of business. And so Facebook,
oh, yeah, Twitter's been in debt, right? Like, Twitter hasn't ever made any money, as I understand it.
Right.
They have advertisers, but they haven't made any money. That's the last I heard.
Well, yeah, I mean, they had a similar problem as what Facebook had. They came up, not too long ago, and it was going, we're going to make a big splash. And I didn't know that they'd lost that many tweeters.
I saw something about Twitter having lost some, I'm not necessarily going to say users, but they lost some account holders.
Maybe bots.
Right.
It's possible that it was bots. It's possible that it was people that were running second accounts for a business. I think I have some level of control over, like, five different Twitter accounts.
I take it back. According to a quick search here, earlier this year, the Washington Post reported that Twitter had made a profit for the first time ever, per reports in early 2018.
There you go.
But that might have been before this big loss of users, so who knows how they're looking right now.
Right. And Facebook has supposedly lost a lot of more off their Facebook, too, and actually
Young people have left Facebook.
For Instagram, which is owned by Facebook.
No,
right.
For
Facebook
other things.
Doing well as far as ads go, and that's where the revenue is.
Right, but there are a lot of people. There are a lot of people that have left Facebook for Instagram.
Okay. But see, I've been suspended from Facebook for years and Twitter also because
you're not missing much.
How'd you get suspended from Facebook for years?
Well, they suspended me twice, and then the each time was longer, and I asked them to take my page down because, look, I don't curse or anything on there, and I have my opinion. Let the people on Facebook decide if they want to block me. Don't suspend me.
Well, that's fair.
That's what they do. Yeah, I think it's fair.
Like, so you've left them as a protest.
Oh, yeah, because I think.
Right, so using their service anymore and having been blocked by them from using their service, not exactly
the same thing. Both of them happened. It's just that he didn't get blocked forever. He got blocked for like 7 days, and he's like, why am I doing this?
Yes,
and I have asked myself the same question.
I quit earlier this year. It's been great.
We know a few people that wound up leaving Facebook a couple of years ago when Facebook started cracking down on the real name policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where they were like coming after people who called themselves
Pete Air.
Pete Voluntarius Air or something like that.
Right, and they said, wait a second, we know that that's not your real name. Can you give us some kind of ID? And instead of providing ID, they just wound up closing the account and leaving.
Yeah, but of course, I get three friend requests a day from highly attractive women around the world with
I bet they're not real.
Clearly made up names. Yeah. No.
Right. Well, the thing is, you can have whatever you want as the name, but unless somebody winds up clicking some kind of button to report the account, they're never going to investigate that Dingleberry McDingleboat isn't a real name. And I don't know if anybody actually has that as a name on the Facebooks, but if they did, they'd get away with it until somebody clicked report.
Gotcha. You ready for Julian Assange?
Yes, let's talk about Julian Assange and the possible good news.
AFP reporting out of Madrid, where Ecuador is in talks with Britain.
That's the French Associated Press, not the Republican-leaning group in the United States.
Are you saying AP is Republican-leaning?
No. AFP is the Americans for Prosperity. That's a Republican-leaning group in the U.S. AFP, the French organization, is
group.
Association French Press.
Ecuador is in talks with Britain over the fate of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who's been holed up at their embassy in London since 2012 when he was granted political asylum, the country's president said in an interview published yesterday.
Can you imagine what it's like having this guy hanging out at your offices for the last decade?
Quote, the issue of Mr. Assange is being treated with the British government, and I understand that we've already established contact with Mr. Assange's lawyers so we can find a way out, unquote. That according to the president in Ecuador, Lenin Moreno, he told top-selling Spanish daily newspaper El País. He continued saying, quote, Mr. Assange has been in this situation for over 5 years, and we have to find a way out for him. A way out that defends his rights, mainly his right to life, and which at the same time can give Ecuador the possibility to not have what without a doubt represents a problem for our country.
More on this, plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com, Zencash.com.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at pirateswithoutborders.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can call in and talk to us live. Yes, I know, it's a Sunday night, and we're one of the few things that is live on the radio on a Sunday night. That call in line where you can call in, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Obviously, the point of a home security system is to help to alert you before some creep breaks into your house and not after. Blink's motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at your home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. As a matter of fact, I recall having gotten an update while I was in Mexico.
So, did you get an update when you were in Boston just a few days ago? Did the cat wander into your studio?
The Boston was a day trip, so no, I didn't have any particular reason for that.
No cat butts?
No cat butts. I have gotten myriad cat butt on my Blink home security system, but not that particular time. No contracts, no subscriptions. It works with Alexa. Visit BlinkProtect.com. That's BlinkProtect.com. You just go to Amazon.com and search for Blink Camera. Blink is an Amazon company, after all. We've got them at our houses, and they're great. So it's BlinkProtect.com.
Alexa, check my camera.
Yeah.
All right, so now everybody with the Alexa device that has a Blink, their thing should have wound up going off, hopefully.
Well, you don't know if that's what you have to say. I don't know what the code words are.
Yeah, I don't either. I just know that I've had people send me messages that whenever I say, okay, Google, or Alexa, that their devices go off and they get really upset, and I just think it's funny.
So what's not funny is what's happening with Julian Assange, who has been in a, not a jail cell, but he's been kept against his will, basically, in this Ecuadorian embassy, because if he leaves, the United Kingdom government will snatch him up.
Yes.
They have been watching him for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, watching this Ecuadorian embassy.
Which, again, is basically a flat inside an apartment building.
Well, it's a flat is an apartment in the UK. That's a sort of UK term for
right,
apartment,
but it's, right?
Right.
I'm just pointing out that it's one particular unit in a building of apartments. It's not the entire apartment building.
Nope.
There's not some big elaborate facility. Most people, when they think of embassy, they think of like high walls and just big elaborate thing. No. This is a flat in an apartment complex.
Yeah, and he is 47 years old. He's been there since 2012 now, and ultimately he sought refuge, according to the AFP, in London's Ecuadorian embassy in 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden to face sexual assault allegations, which he denies.
Which have been dropped.
Correct. They point that out here in a moment. The computer programmer claims the accusations were politically motivated and could lead to his extradition to the United States to face imprisonment over WikiLeaks' publication of secret U.S. military documents and diplomatic cables in 2010. Swedish authorities dropped their investigations last year, but British government authorities still want to arrest Assange for breaching bail conditions. Now, what happened was they had grabbed him up on behalf of the Swedish government, right? So they were going to hold him until the Swedish government were to come and get him or whatever. But they let him post bail, apparently.
All right.
And so he jumped those bail conditions by going into the Ecuadorian embassy and not going back in for whatever hearing or whatever it was that the next thing was that they'd set
for him to do. You missed a court date.
Right. So jumping bail in the United States is generally, I believe, a felony charge. So I don't know how they treat it in, in the UK. But ultimately, the good news here is that it sounds like Ecuador's president is still willing to help Assange. So even though there have been all these headlines about Ecuador may cut Assange out, they may turn him out.
They want him the heck out of their embassy, but they're still working with it.
They're still trying to help
him. He's been offered asylum, which means that if there is some way for him to wind up getting from the Ecuadorian embassy
to Ecuador,
which would probably involve automobile and airplane, then he would be given asylum. But there's no way to get him from that flat to an airport onto a plane
without a deal,
without getting the permission of the UK government.
And that's what they're purportedly talking about.
So if somebody wanted this to happen badly enough, they certainly could have done it, right? They've got private planes fly out of airports in UK, and it doesn't have to be London.
What do you mean, like fly a ladder outside his window so he can climb out?
That wouldn't work.
What are you talking about?
Well, you just sneak him out. of the embassy.
Under the thing's monitored 24/7.
Yeah. But they're not. It's been.
You don't think they thought about
six
this?
6 or 7 years.
I understand. And there has been debate within the UK about the money that they're spending on the 24/7 monitoring of having cops out there all the time watching a video feed or whatever it is they're doing. I don't know how they're monitoring it. But
oh, I think they actually have cops.
People are going in and out of this building all day and night long. This is an apartment building in London.
Maybe.
He could have snuck out.
Maybe. You don't think they thought about that?
I'm sure they have. But they didn't think about it. Well, look, man, I was in prison for 8.5 years. Yeah. Some guy jacked up the Sally Port door and slipped out in 9 inches.
Awesome.
Julian
it's
Assange
awesome
could absolutely have done that.
So in March, Ecuador cut off Assange's ability to communicate with the outside world after he broke a 2017 promise to not interfere in other countries' affairs while in the mission. He particularly drew the ire of Ecuador by angering the Spanish government with his support for separatist leaders in the Catalonia region who sought to secede last year. Finally, Moreno, who's the new president in Ecuador, who visited Spain and Britain last week, said the ideal solution would involve Assange accepting a, quote, penalty for having breached British bail conditions and then be, quote, extradited to a country where he does not face any danger. So it sounds like they're trying to negotiate on his behalf. Now, what that penalty will be remains to be seen. If it's a fine, I'm sure Assange would be willing to pay it in order to be able to get to the airport and get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
If it's sometime in jail, then he's in the custody of the UK, and who knows what they will do to him. They could very well turn him over and
people
break
die in a week's custody in jail.
And governments lie, so if the the British government says, oh yeah, we'll just let you sit it off 5 days in jail, then we'll let you go, I wouldn't trust
them.
And
then the U.S. government makes up some trumped up charges and then demands extradition to the U.S. because
he's a traitor.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Somehow he's supposedly committed treason, even though he's not an American citizen, to my knowledge has never been to the United States, and has no loyalty to the United States. So how did he commit treason? Also, there's this pesky thing called the First Amendment that if he were to be charged with something, then the editors of the New York Times would have to also be charged, the editors of the Washington Post, every major media outlet.
Don't give them any ideas.
No, and I'm not giving them ideas. I'm telling you what their reasoning is for why he's never been charged.
Mm.
Because they know that they can't charge him without also going after the major newspapers that have also published classified information.
Mm.
That's your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. And Ian, you've got some story about midlife crisis might not actually be a crisis?
Well, I think Mark's had a midlife crisis for about 5 years now. But
right, that's why I think we need to talk about the story that I thought you said.
The story is about how apparently life gets better after 50. That's the claim here from The Guardian.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that, plus your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier here in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 38,000 Northern California residents remain evacuated as a massive wildfire scorches the region. 6 people have now perished in the Carr Fire. The fire behavior is being called unprecedented, with conditions so hot and dry that the fire is running as if it is being fanned by strong winds. The fire was ignited by a disabled vehicle.
several people are still reported missing. Chief Brett Govea with the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, or CAL FIRE, says, as frustrating and demanding as this place is,
we are here until the end. Over 3,500 firefighters are battling the fire, working 24 hours a day to close this incident.
There's approximately 10 miles of active fire front, with containment still in the single digits for now. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And want to invite you, if you have never watched Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, want to invite you to head over to victimlesscrimespree.com and watch the video. It's, 90 minutes?
Yep, hour and a half, feature-length documentary film about the year, basically the year 2011, 2012, here in the Keene area, and all the wonderful, fun, exciting civil disobedience activism that was going on.
And there's also limited edition DVDs that can be purchased.
That's right. There are links to do that on the Victimless Crime Spree site, and very limited because it's out of print. So there's only about 100 left for sale.
And they contain several hours of bonus footage, commentary. Tracks.
Two commentary tracks.
Commentary tracks.
One with Derek J.
Bunch
by himself. One with Derek J. watching the movie by himself and commenting, and then one with me, Derek, and Bo Davis, who is the editor. So me, the executive producer, Bo, the editor, and Derek, the director. So all three of us sitting around the table watching. It was fun.
VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. In studio, it's Daryl.
Mark.
And Ian.
And Ian, life gets better after 50?
That's the claim.
Apparently.
That's the claim here by The Guardian and Jonathan Rauch, who wrote this piece a couple weeks ago. Beware midlife. You will be prone to sudden disruptive upheaval. Around the age of 50, your productivity, creativity, and adaptability begin their inexorable decline. With them, happiness ebbs. Your best years are behind you. Naturally, your job, marriage, and shattered aspirations are to blame. If you or someone important in your life shows symptoms of midlife restlessness, be alarmed. The dashboard is flashing red.
So 50 would be well past midlife for most people.
because the average age for a man is
average life expectancy ranges somewhere between 70 to 80, depending on the country. There are other factors. Yeah.
Roughly,
what sort of job you have, you know, various socioeconomic backgrounds, yep, etc. So somewhere between 78 to 80, which would lead me to believe midlife crisis should happen between 35 to 40.
So
yeah, so yes, but people are always kind when they call somebody middle aged. They usually mean somebody at the very least in their mid 40s, if not above that. I would say that for a midlife crisis to occur, they usually mean some big purchase has been made, right? So the sports car,
like
or something.
A boat.
Right. A boat, a sports car, or a mistress, right? One of these large financial expenditures.
Are you making confessions on the radio?
I have a boat. I suppose
I thought you didn't have a boat. I thought you were trying to sell it.
Well, that doesn't mean I don't have it.
He still has it.
Oh, you haven't sold
it
yet.
He's trying to sell it.
I see. Yes.
The two happiest days of a boat owner's life
is when you get it,
the day they buy it, and the day they sell it.
I'd love to go back out of the boat. My wife's just not as interested, and it's not the sort of thing it's not a day sailor for one person, really. It's a big, big vessel.
Good.
Anyway, I think that what they're trying to say is, you have to have the means to buy these things, and you don't really start to get the means until you're at least above 40 to make these big purchases.
So it says here, everything in the first paragraph, which I just read, is inaccurate. According to The Guardian, true, midlife is a tricky and vulnerable time, but most of what people think they know about midlife crisis, beginning with the notion that it is a crisis, is based on harmful myths and outdated stereotypes. The truth is more interesting and much more encouraging.
Yep,
and then they
go.
Get into 5 points. One,
all right.
You're entering a danger zone. Actually, midlife is a time of transition. For most people, this is gradual, natural, manageable, and healthy, albeit unpleasant. It is, in other words, the opposite of a crisis. The idea of the midlife crisis first appeared in an article by psychoanalyst Elliot Jacques in 1965, and soon caught on in popular culture. Psychologists found no such phenomenon when they investigated, but the idea of the midlife crisis refused to fade. Then about 15 years ago, economists made an unexpected finding, the U-shaped happiness curve. Other things being equal, that is, once conditions such as income, employment, health, and marriage are factored out of the equation, life satisfaction declines from our early 20s until we hit our 50s. Then it turns around and rises right through late adulthood.
So this U-shape would be the basically the inverse of a bell curve.
Sounds like it.
Where a bell curve is, it's low on both ends and then higher in the middle.
Yeah. Correct. So it turns around and rises right through late adulthood. This pattern has been found in countries and cultures around the world. A version of it has even been detected in chimpanzees and orangutans.
So basically, as you reach middle age, your overall happiness should decrease. Once they take out things like...
When you say middle age, you mean 50. The 20s through the 50s. No, they're saying your happiness decreases from your early 20s all the way through your 50s. Early 50s.
So right. The time that most people are raising children.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, the happy years of life.
They're not so happy.
Yeah, we'll get back into this. But first, to the phones, we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah,
are you experiencing a midlife crisis?
Or is life getting
better?
She should
have her best life. This should be her best years, right, Sarah, right now?
Well, it doesn't make that much of a difference because I used to be like a really hot young woman that everybody pursued me. Now I'm being called an old woman. I mean, that's probably a little bit saddening, but I'm used to it. I'm pretty happy. You know, the things just get, when you get older, you have done things, the same things that were stressful for when you're younger. But I think that you become happier as you get older. You know, a lot of
what's it like to transition from being, a beautiful woman that everybody's chasing after? What's it like transitioning from that? It's got to be really demoralizing. I know Daryl's taken it very badly.
Daryl's a woman?
Yes. I used to be like they used to call me Miss So-and-so. They always wanted me to enter a beauty pageant. A lot of people call me like I was a movie star and all that. But it's okay. You know, it's just a physical, I have a spiritual person. It's just a physical outside. It all changes. And we have to all get old, and so what counts is the inner person, But I think you can become happier.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. So then, I mean, a lot of women, they commit suicide when they start losing their looks. And I just look forward to eating lunches for $2 now, you know, and then seeing your discounts all over. So that's
life is good.
Happy. Yeah.
Where are you getting lunch for $2?
It's at the dog food aisle.
This is New Mexico. The senior center, if you, the ones that here, I think 50 or 52, it's $2.
Man, and that is a deal.
That's amazing. So, Mark, in like, you know, 3 more weeks, you can go out to New Mexico.
How old
get
do
yourself
I have to be?
Lunch. She said 52.
He's 47 or something.
Yeah, it's not long.
Not long at all, Sarah. What's on your mind?
Well, you know what? I found out the Walmart self-driving car is still a test project, and only very select number of people that are using it. And it's not really Phoenix; it's a small town out of nearby Phoenix that are doing this. And I guess people that are going to get killed in a car.
That's how good the deals at Walmart are. These people are willing to put their lives on the line just to get there and get a roll of toothpaste or something. I don't know.
So think about it. They get a free gift. Maybe that's a good incentive. They could test them out. Like
the gift of life when you make it without getting in a car wreck. Thanks for the call.
That's what you're supposed to. Yeah, well, they're supposed to give you a gift, and I don't know who's phone. Like, I'm willing to get killed, the self-driving, to test me out, you know?
You are, aren't you?
Well, I have no idea. You know,
it's not like
I
you've
just,
got any, anyway.
You love self-driving cars, right, Sarah?
Prove it. Put your life on the line for the self-driving car.
I like space travel, but I'm not ready to go.
Sarah, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Was it Elon Musk or one of those other guys that's Branson. Supposed to send people to Mars within like 3 years?
I'd like to see this vessel that goes wherever it is going make a few trips before you get my money. Yeah. I don't want to be the first one.
What about you? You want to fly to Mars as one of the first people? 855-450-FREE. We're not giving away tickets. We just want to hear you talk about it. This is Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, possibly time for you and your thoughts. If you call in now to 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about midlife crisis, and one of the things that is...
Crises?
No, I think it would be crises.
Crises.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that most people going through a midlife crisis wind up doing is making some big money purchases. Well, why not invest some of that into some cryptocurrencies? And I would recommend Zencash. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With nearly 14,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has super nodes. No, that's not a secure node that you put a cape on. It's a node that winds up having more Zen staked to it, and it advances the decentralization of the network and ensures the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered into the Zen infrastructure. The supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available for multiple distributions. We're talking Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com. So there's more to this article that we'll get into. But first, we've got somebody calling in about a midlife crisis. Not sure if it's his midlife crisis or not. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I wouldn't say I've got a midlife crisis, but I definitely agree with the bell curve, the inverse bell curve of being happier when you're a little older.
Okay.
When you're younger, you're looking for a career, you're getting married, you're raising kids, you've got a huge mortgage if you're looking for a house, you're trying to make something of your life, so there's a lot of pressure on people, especially in this country, to make something of themselves. And then when you get to be 50, 55, your mortgage is done, your kids are grown, you've got a little less pressure because you see the retirements in the very near future if you've done well with yourself and made the right choices. And I can see a midlife crisis coming on because a lot of people get divorced and So they're freer, and then, okay, suddenly what do I do with myself when I'm older, you know? So
divorces aren't known for creating happiness.
Well, I'm not saying that creates happiness.
He's saying that creates the crisis because, well, I've got to make myself more attractive to the single people. So got to go buy a nicer car. I've got to go buy a bigger house. I got to do this, got to do that.
I don't think that's what he's saying.
No, no. What I'm saying is it creates maybe crisis is maybe too strong a word, but if you're divorced and your kids are grown and you've got less responsibilities, suddenly what do I do with the rest of my life? So people go out there and they buy the big boats to compensate maybe for.
It
sounds like something happened, Robert. Not sure if you dropped off there. I will put
I hear what
hold.
He was saying. Like, you know, they've run out of the things they were doing.
Right.
And now what do you fill the rest of your life with? That's what he's saying could be the crisis for some people.
And looks like we completely lost Robert. So let's jump back into...
I got more here from the Guardian.
Let's jump back into this.
This was on point number one about why they're saying the midlife crisis is basically BS and that actually at around age 50, life gets better due to this U-shaped happiness curve where happiness goes down in the early 20s and then comes back up when they hit hit their 50s. He says here that we assume that aging in and of itself has either no effect on happiness or that it simply makes us miserable, but instead it fights happiness until midlife, then switches sides. Of course, aging is never the only thing going on. How satisfied you feel at any given time will depend on many things, but the independent effect of aging is more than enough to make a noticeable difference, especially if the rest of your life is stable and smooth. Importantly, aging's effect is not sudden and dramatic. It's slow and cumulative. I was a textbook case, writes the author here. He says, in my late 30s, I noticed restlessness and dissatisfaction, neither my life nor my accomplishments amounted to anything worthwhile. The malaise grew gradually but persistently. It was seriously dispiriting by my mid-40s. Then, at around 50, my malaise began to lift, as gradually as it had come. Now, at age 58, it is mercifully behind me.
Now, some people would wind up describing that situation he experienced in his late 30s as what's called imposter syndrome.
What's that?
I'm not entirely familiar with all the technicalities of it, but as I understand it, it's this belief that people are going to find out that I'm an imposter, that, yeah, I've done these things, but, like, I'm not actually good enough to have actually accomplished all of the things that I've done.
But how the hell did you do it if you didn't? Huh?
Well, maybe they're, you know, like, part of it
I lucked into it. I just happened to have been
in the right
place at
the right
time. Look at all
the
stuff that Forrest Gump did. He just happened to have been at the right place, right time. It's not that he was really good at anything.
He was good at running.
He was just, you know, kind of an imposter, and somebody's going to figure that out.
Wendy, do you feel like an adult?
Sure.
I mean, do you really feel any markedly different from your late teens till now?
I was doing adult things in my late teens, so.
To quote the former football coach from Oklahoma State, I'm a man! I'm 40! he yelled that during a press conference where there was some author that was giving one of his players a hard time. He was like, he's done everything I've asked him to do. If you want to give anybody a hard time and write bad stuff in your paper, do it about me. And then shouted the I'm a man, I'm 40 line.
So what were you driving at with
I'm just saying that many people don't feel like they really reached adulthood, what they really want to do with their life or anything like that. And that's probably what this imposter syndrome might be about, would be my guess.
Point number two, I must be unhappy about something. Not necessarily, writes the Guardian's author. Often midlife malaise can be about nothing. At the age of 45, I won one of the highest prizes in American magazine journalism, a National Magazine Award. That finally brought fulfillment for about 10 days. Then the malaise came back. Flailing for an explanation, I lit upon my career. Many days I felt tempted to quit my job just to get out of my rut. Humans are quite bad at attributing the causes of our unhappiness, and mine was the result of the aging process. Throwing my career into the wind wouldn't have helped, and may have made matters worse. Fortunately, I was rational enough to avoid rushing for the exit, and so are most people. Contrary to the American beauty stereotype, most of us slog through a midlife slump without acting out, which is fortunate, because a slump can indeed become a crisis if it leads people to make impulsive and costly mistakes.
The worst thing about that American beauty movie was what he paid for weed.
So what is the slump about? It seems to be the effect partly of natural changes in our values. We begin adulthood in our 20s and 30s, ambitious and competitive, eager to put points on the scoreboard and accumulate social capital. In late adulthood, after midlife, we shift our priorities away from ambition and towards deepening our connection with the people and activities that matter the most to us. In between, we often experience a grinding transition when the old values haven't brought the satisfaction we expected, but the new values haven't yet established themselves.
So I think we've still got three more of those things.
We can hold rush them for through. Tomorrow.
Oh, I was going to say just rush through.
I don't think this deserves a rush through.
All right, let's go to...
Mark will be here tomorrow.
We'll finish it tomorrow. Let's go to the phones. We've got Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Good evening, guys.
Hey.
I hope y'all don't mind, but I've been dropping y'all's name to some of my favorite YouTube channels. So y'all might start getting some strange calls.
Love it.
With
Let's
British
do it.
Accents.
Bring them on.
We've been getting strange calls from people with British accents that claim to be in Vietnam. That's his whole other country.
Yeah, right. He's not one of my favorite YouTubers.
I don't know
what his deal is. But he was actually civil yesterday, which was like, wow.
Yep. All right. So what else?
Now he wants to take me down. He's done with Ian.
Y'all have a great night, and keep up the good work. Ciao.
Yep. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, the pedo hunter seems to have given up on you, and now he's coming after me. He wants to take me down because
he's not called tonight. He has not called tonight.
Right,
so that's good.
At no point, like, I want him to hunt pedos. That's why I want him to go away, because no pedos to hunt here, pal. Begone with your crazy ass.
Right.
But, yeah.
And the English language is absolutely just a horrible language. Nobody would think that a bibliophile is someone that is having relations with books.
Yeah.
But yet, pedophile, and it's pedo, not pedo.
I don't care.
Oh, really?
Pedo would be somebody that really likes feet. You go
like
to a
you.
Podiatrist... to have foot stuff done to you.
That's true.
You go to a pediatrician if you have a sick child.
So there you go.
Yeah. You search for all the foot fetishists you want to when you look for pedophiles. We're out of time for tonight.
Thank God.
We'll be back tomorrow, but we are always online at freetalklive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.